Is that Eddie buzzing in?
No.
The security at the door. He's got to buzz in. He didn't call out, did he?
Oh, I haven't heard from him. Oh, there he is.
All right. Better late than never. He doesn't look happy.
I don't know what to say. Damn. We all got problems, don't we? Oh, shit.
He needed to turn on this light, so.
God damn. Does it wake you up?
Yeah.
That light wake you up? Does it look as bright as it feels over here? Or yep. is it looks bright? Is it really bright?
It's bright enough.
You can adjust it, apparently. Oh.
Damn.
Zipping up or zipping down?
Scratching.
You shave your chest again or what?
Yeah.
You want to show it off?
Ready, Eddie?
Yep.
All right.
Oh,
the hell was that?
Tired.
Alrighty, ready?
Ready.
Greetings, Mark Thompson here, formerly of Mark and Brian. You're listening to the M25 show, which kind of sucks. Mine are good. Mark and Linda, daddy versus daughters. But since you're listening anyway, here it is, the M25 show.
Right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And here we are again.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yes, yes.
Welcome back.
Alyssa is off again. She is on a mission. Don't know what mission, but she's on a mission.
She's on a secret assignment.
Yeah, very secret. So secret, we don't even know what.
We don't even know where she's at.
You know women and their secrets.
She's yeah. a Navy SEAL.
I don't know about Navy SEAL, Eddie. I don't know. I don't know. Should we call her a bugger?
CIA?
CIA.
Should we call her a bugger, Eddie?
No.
Yeah, let's do a call in. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's call her. See what the hell.
Let her finish her mission.
We compromise her. We'll see her on the news.
Yeah, we don't want to compromise her.
She'll be in a jail in Russia.
Let's see here. Do. Okay, I'm gonna remember our Natural Wonders banner. Dude, where's it at? Oh, here it is. All right, there we go, Eddie. Natural Wonders.
Naturalwonders.com.
Yes. Alberto.
Yes.
Naturalwonders.com is our sponsor. And before we talk about our sponsor, I wanted to let everybody know, if you're listening on the podcast or you're watching on the live stream, if you want to buy airtime to promote your business or anything, just contact, what's our email, Alberto? I don't even know our own email.
MagpiePodcastNetwork@gmail.com.
MagpiePodcastNetwork@gmail.com. Or message the M25 show on Instagram or Facebook. And if you want to buy some airtime, give us a call.
Or show up at Steve's house. He'll talk to you in the front lawn.
Yes, we'll give you the prices and stuff. And then during the show, we'll do a live promo for your whatever it is you're advertising. So don't be scared.
$2 million for 30 seconds of airtime?
We're bigger than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're not that popular there, Eddie.
You know. Hey. You want your product out there. This is the show to do it.
$2 million. Let's start with $2 for 30 seconds, and
hey, whatever it takes.
As it works out more, then we can charge a little bit extra.
That's right. Don't worry, we got the numbers all fixed. It's all cool. It's all what do you call it?
Negotiable.
Negotiable, and the price is right. Don't worry about it. We take care of you. That's what we do here. We take care of you. You know. That's what we do, Alberto. Okay, so before we move on, Alberto,
we take care of you mafia style.
Those people that are interested maybe on buying airtime on our show, we're going to show you what we do when you do buy time on the show. Our sponsor, Natural Wonders, Alberto.
Yeah, we don't wait around, you know. Where are we in? 5 minutes in?
Yeah, no. See, we'll be, if you buy airtime on here, before we even do our show. Before, we're going to take care of you first.
Before our voices get warmed up.
That's right.
What do they say in baseball? Before the seats get warm?
Before the seats get warm, Eddie.
Take care of you before Steve takes care of himself.
Well, yeah. Hey, that's pretty good.
That's our tagline right there.
It says, thank you for the info. Got to get Alberto's and my new company, Peter Pan Pimpin'. Slogan, Alberto never makes you feel like a lost boy.
Is somebody on out on the yard?
Mr. Ramon.
Do I got to make another call to the warden and get him on the hole for a couple months?
Hey, whatever. Hey, Ramon, if you want to buy some airtime, let your warden know, and he'll contact M25 Show, and we'll see what we can do about getting you released.
Tell me, we'll promo his prison.
But Alberto, why don't you tell everybody about our sponsor, and this is how we do it. If you want to buy airtime, remember, go to magpiepodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Or info.
Or anything else, go to the m25show.com and then you'll hit the contact us. I think there's also a number you can text us. So.
Oh, there you go. That's easier. Go to the m25show.com and you'll see the...
Find the contact us page, the link up top, and then all the information you need is right there.
There you go. And we're going to talk about our main sponsor right now. Alberto's going to let you see how we do it here. Eddie,
watch
Eddie,
bro.
Can you keep it down over there? Because we're going to do a sponsor thing.
Yeah, Eddie, okay. You please.
Shh, don't attention. Be zipping and zipper.
All right, Natural Wonders. At Natural Wonders, they create high performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the 7 natural wonders of the world. Natural Wonders wants you to be as clean and as beautiful as nature intended you to be. To help you with that, when you go to Natural Wonders, you get an order of fine beauty products like shampoos and face creams, lotions. When you get a checkout, enter the code THEM25SHOW, kind of above me right there, all squished together, THEM25SHOW. At checkout, you're going to get 25% off your order. That's at naturalwonders.com, only on their website. Wonders spelled WUNDERZ. If you're listening to the podcast, easiest way to get there, look at the show description. You'll find the link. You'll find the code. Live streamers, like the right above me, them25show.com, find the sponsors link, and it's the top sponsor right there. You got the link, you got the code. Naturalwonders.com, word to them, you are the natural wonder.
Very good, Alberto. See, Eddie? That's how you do it right there.
That's how you do it.
Take notes, Eddie?
That's how you do it.
No, I didn't.
Okay, watch the show after. You're going to be doing it next week.
I like visual effects.
There you go. I'm going to blow this up real quick for all you people that are watching on the live stream. One click block. Look at Eddie over there. See, Eddie does do things. Let me blow Eddie up here. Show me Natural Wonders.
Eddie's kind of like of a Price is Right model.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But Eddie, harder to look at.
Eddie's really emptying that bottle. Damn it, Jim.
He's going to have to go to naturalwonders.com and enter the code to get himself 25% off his next order.
It's good product.
Good product. We're gonna take a shot for how many times Alberto says natural.
Natural Wonders. Natural Wonders. Natural Wonders.
Oh, goodness.
You're all blind now.
Okay, here we go. Put on the 10-minute ticker, Eddie. Got to put the 10-minute ticker on. Okay, let's see what we got going here today. We got our guest coming on in a little bit. Once she gets here, we'll bring her up. Okay, hey, guys, did you know, do you guys like sweet potatoes?
Yes, I do.
A little.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I don't like sweet potato fries.
Oh, you don't?
I do.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I'm the outlier here.
So you like the sweet potato, like, pie, like, the when it's all creamy?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No.
No? we're all off on the...
We're all off here.
Well, I'm being real contrarian here.
Well, we're going to really be all off in a minute.
Okay.
Do you know if you get a sweet potato, Eddie, and you put toothpicks in it?
American pie?
You set it in a cup with water in it. It'll grow into a plant.
No.
It'll grow into a real plant.
No.
Yes. I was talking to my dad the other day, and he said back in the 70s, he saw it on TV, so he was going to try it. And he did it, and he said it turned into one of the prettiest plants he ever seen.
What kind of plant?
But then he had to throw it away because it started stinking later. And I go, like an actual plant with leaves and stuff? And he's like, yeah. He's all, he put like toothpicks on the side of the potato, like four of them. So mm-hmm. when you set it in the cup, it doesn't fall in the cup, but the bottom is in the water, right? And you mm-hmm. just leave it there and make sure there's water, and it grows into a plant. And I thought he was joking with me, like how Eddie just said, nah.
What kind of plant, though?
I don't know. A potato plant. I don't know.
Sweet potato plant.
It said it was a plant, like it had green. It was everything, and it was a pretty plant. He's all, it was good until it started smelling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when you take it outside and plant it in the ground.
I don't know. I didn't.
No, maybe he was thinking of its backyard.
Because I told him, I go, you sure it wasn't the water that was stinking? Maybe you need to change the water. And he's like, I don't know. I saw it on TV and tried it, and it grew into a plant.
Did he eat it?
No, Eddie, it turned into a plant.
I know, but
the potato was gone.
Just plant-based everything. Plant-based cereal, plant-based. Oh,
so if I get a sweet potato like you like it, right? And I grow it into a plant, and then I throw it on a platter for you, you'll eat it? Like a horse?
It looks good.
You got to cook it first for Eddie.
You got to cook it first.
Throw it in the microwave?
Eddie doesn't do the natural, you know, uncooked thing.
Oh.
Have you tried anything plant-based?
He hasn't tried a plant.
Hmm?
Marijuana. No, I can't. I don't. I feel like a horse when I eat like lettuce and all that stuff. I can't do that. Mm-mm. I don't like onions, but I'll eat onion rings. That's weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Maybe because it's got the crunchy part on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't care for plain onions. Lettuce, no way. Radishes. All that crunchy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Celery. Nah, I don't like that either.
Well, we'll make you some ants on a log. How about that?
What's that? Ants on a log?
Eddie, you know what they are?
Some monkeys eat, don't they?
No, it's you put you get the celery and you put the peanut butter on it, and then you put raisins on them. Those are the ants.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Or we just get you the log, and, you know, peanut butter and celery.
I've heard of peanut butter and raisins are good. Columbo eats that. He eats a peanut butter sandwich with raisins on it. Is that good?
I've never had it.
I haven't had it with the raisins. I've done the peanut butter and celery, but not...
Peanut butter and celery is, yeah.
With the raisin on it?
No.
I haven't done it with raisins.
Just with the peanut butter.
I'll have to try it for next show.
All right. Eddie, try a peanut butter sandwich with the raisins scattered on it.
Okay.
Hey, Columbo eats it. Look at all the crimes he solves. I saw him doing that. I was like, this guy's pouring raisins on a sandwich.
Raisins? It's like Elvis and the peanut butter and banana.
Yeah.
Is that what he eats?
Or he used ate. To.
Is that what he ate?
Or maybe,
is that what he ate when he was on the toilet?
Yep.
We see Steve's thoughts on the subject. He's still alive and eating his peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
I don't eat peanut butter
and banana. No, we're talking about Elvis.
Oh.
You say he's still alive.
Let me see here.
Yeah. Not allergic to peanut butter, huh? Peanuts?
No, I like peanut butter, the peanut with the peanut in it.
The crunchy, I like the crunchy.
Let me see. Yeah, crunchy. That's what I meant.
That's an ant on a log.
That doesn't even look good.
It's not about look. You don't taste with your eyes.
About the taste.
As I was told a lot of times when I was growing up.
Yo, Steve, I know it's out of nowhere, but your son is a baller, but he should be playing for Lucerna. Oh, God, no. But get out. No, we don't go that route. No, no Lucerna here. Lucerna is, you know what? Don't get me wrong. Lucerna is good, but they do things differently. They recruit and they don't give the high schoolers a chance to
they don't give their
compete
residents.
They go get their own people and.
Oops, sorry, folks. Looks like I'm frozen here on the podcast. Give me 1 second.
Put you in.
Really?
It's a recruit school and it's a high school recruit school. Interesting.
They want to be modern day or something. Those private schools.
They're kind of in that I think they should be in those, not modern day division, but a different division,
well,
because mm-hmm. of the way they run their school. But they're in like our school where it's just a school where people go try out and play.
A regular like, school, you know, district.
Regular kids go to school and they go, oh, okay, we're going to go all try out for basketball. Compared to like in our city, like La Mirada, mm-hmm. La Serna, they should be together. Like, because La Mirada is pretty good. A lot of people go to those schools to play baseball, basketball, football. Same with La Serna, football. They're set up like that. And yeah. In order to even go to play there, you have to have experience already on like a track team. You can't, kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to go for the ball team. Up. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to go try out for the ball team.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They're all war. Well, I practice at home a lot. And, you know, no good.
We already have a team.
Well, I mean, it's.
Yeah, we already got. Exactly.
Yeah.
But they are good. I'll give them that. They are the reason.
They're good because they buy their team. So. As close to buying their team as possible. Yep, sorry folks. It looks like Steve's issues are coming up again.
He needs a new router.
He needs to need a move. Ever since they redid his house, I don't know. I don't know why it's been like that. I better text him. I don't know. He's probably he's still talking and nobody hears him.
Yeah, he's frozen.
Yeah. Sorry, podcast people. It's the Alberto and Eddie show now.
We're having technical difficulties with the
with the
brain of the operation.
The mothership is missing its pilot.
Our main computer's down.
All right,
go ahead and keep the show going.
It looks like there's some life in the box now.
Yeah. See if you can hear us. You're freezing up, or you were frozen.
I can hear you guys. Hey, if that happens, just keep going. It must be reboot time. Sorry.
You know.
Hey, wait a minute, Ramon. Are you friends with me on my personal social media? He must be, because that's the only reason he'd know my kid plays basketball. He's one of the lucky ones that is on my personal page. I guess he has to be, right?
Well, he's there to ask you for money. You know. Reload his card at the whatever they call it, the commissary.
Put money in his books.
Hey, Ramon, when you're on the yard and you get one of those cards and you finally people put money on your books and you get a soda, does it taste like real good? Because they don't drink soda for quite some time unless they have cash, right?
I don't know how it works. I don't know what's served at the mess hall.
No, I think they get if people give them money or something like that.
Yeah, they got it.
You can buy. I think there's a soda machine, probably, but it costs probably $5 for one little soda.
Yeah, it's like when you go to a hotel in Vegas, you go to the soda machine. It's like $4 or $5 for one bottle.
Let's see here.
And then how much is it at Disneyland? Like $6.
At a cart, about $5.25 for a 20-ounce Coke.
A 20-ounce Coke.
Take your mutton. Take plenty of money.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $5 for a 20-ounce Coke.
If you want a popcorn and a Coke, I mean, you're spending over $10.
Let's see here.
It's like a movies, huh? $30 for a Coke and a thing of popcorn.
Yeah.
Okay. I almost forgot.
Or you go to a baseball stadium.
Yeah. $20 for a tall can.
Here's from Reddit. It says, if you're in prison, can you get something to drink? Non-alcoholic. If you're wanting water, yes. If you have money in your commissary account, you can spend it on coffee and in many prisons, sodas.
There you go. So you can't get a soda, Eddie.
Well, many prisons. Hopefully, Ramon's in a good prison.
So soda is kind of a luxury then, right?
Yeah.
I've heard coffee is a big thing in jail.
If you can...
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee is a...
Well, you have to have money, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to have if you put in your cell, I guess, jail cell, or take it with you.
Who knows? Probably not. It's probably contraband. Yeah. They won't let you.
No, in the movies, people have. They have it in their cells.
Yeah, they have little pouches.
Cup of noodles, honey buns.
Yeah, I don't know. Ask Ramon. It's funny how he disappears.
Ramon, start talking about his life.
The bell rang. He has to go back to the cell for a head count.
He's getting beat right now.
There were some non-fans of Lucerna there.
Oh, boy. Anyway, what's this guy talking about? He's from around this area, is that right?
He grew up here, remember? Mm-hmm. And then he moved out there. And then got caught.
Hey, how come, Ramon, if you're listening, how come I never see you sent us a photo of you in your new shirt that we got you?
There are no cameras inside the...
Oh, God. Well, they get mug shots. Shit.
I think he has to wear the prison stripes for that.
Oh, man.
If Ramon gets out, like on parole, and then if he commits another crime, make sure you wear the shirt. They'll be in your mugshot.
Yes, please. Let me see. Okay, Eddie. While we're waiting for our guest, I got a question for you.
Okay. Hope I have an answer.
I hope you do, too. Let me see here. Okay, why is it so hard not to pull out of certain women for guys?
Why is it so hard to pull?
Asking you because you know we know your track record.
Because you're in the moment, you don't want to. You just want to explode in there.
You don't think, oh man. Well, you know what's going to happen if you do, right? Probably.
Well, sometimes
you're going to get her pregnant. You don't think about that when you're doing it. Or you're just like, oh well. I'm just curious what somebody like you, because we've known over the years, you've talked to how you don't like to wear protection.
Not if you do it at the right time, I guess.
Like, do what?
If she's not ovulating yet, if you know all that stuff, you don't
Steve,
have to worry.
Steve doesn't know about that.
I don't do that, Eddie. You're telling me when you're having sex with girls, that's what you do. You sit down and you go through her months and ask about ovulation.
Not all the time, but they know, like, is it 7 days before and 7 days after you're good?
I don't know. I never would ask.
Yeah, that's what I've been told by...
I say, well, are you on a pill?
If you're listening or watching, this is what he's been told. Do not take his advice. You know, this is not a professional... doctor or expert on ovulation.
It's worked for me so far.
Well, no, it hasn't, because you had kids out of it.
Yeah, but we were planning to have kids. Those were all my kids were planned.
Even the secret ones.
Okay, so the people that you've slept with before, you were you didn't get them pregnant, but you released in them.
Well, yeah, but most of the time I used the that spermicide stuff that kills it.
The little capsules?
Yeah.
Oh, so you use something then?
Yeah, I've used the spermicide, or I have used condoms. I don't like them, but I have used them.
Or he's taking them into Planned Parenthood while they're crying.
Oh. Or I slipped a pill in a thing of coke.
He's pushed a couple down the stairs.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
But what is your thinking of, let's say you would have to, and you're in the heat of the moment, and you're doing it, and you know, hey, it's time. And do you say, nah, or are you so into it, you're just like, oh, whatever, if I'm going to be a dad, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you have the strength to pull out and go, yeah, I don't want to be
the strength to pull out. I've done it before.
Even if she's pretty as heck and she's smiling at you?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You have to. Sometimes you have to.
What if she looks at you and just smiles with the biggest, prettiest smile and says, you better
not. She holds you.
She wraps her legs around you and squeezes and says, you better not pull out. Do you fight her and try to get out?
Just let it go then.
That's not going to hold up in court, Eddie. You're still going to be responsible. Your Honor, she wouldn't let me go.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let me go. She smiled at me. What was I supposed to do?
I was trapped.
Enith captivus.
You were trapped. Oh, I hope there's no video of that, Eddie. The video is floating around.
Any of those movies contain that?
No.
You know what? I'm going to look at that later.
You see,
how would I type it in?
I don't know. Remember, they're in this vault. We gotta break into his house, and then like those YouTube videos, you know, try to cut a vault open.
How would if I want to see videos like that on Pornhub where he doesn't want to pull out, or he can't pull out, or she traps him? What would I type in the header?
I don't know.
Trapped.
Left in.
Don't let him pull out.
You're gonna have to be more specific, because there's a lot of things that can be trapped videos.
She won't let him pull out.
I guess so.
I don't know.
Non-puller. Well,
I'll go do the research.
Watch me do it, and then it's a video of Eddie. Oh God.
Non-puller.
Non-puller.
What?
Non-puller. Puller.
Well, no, that means he didn't want to. You know, we're looking at against his will.
Oh man. Yeah, what do you do if she does that?
Left,
you know,
left inside.
Good.
Left inside.
Oh, no one left behind.
No one left behind.
No kid left behind. Oh man. I don't know. It could be very hard, Eddie.
You know what? I saw a show one time about there was this it was a king and a queen.
Oh.
And the king didn't want to have kids, but the girl did, and every time he was about to finish, he would pull out, and then one time she just grabbed him and wouldn't let him. She wouldn't let him pull, and he finished inside of her. She got pregnant.
How did she keep him from doing that?
She grabbed him by the waist and just held him there like.
He couldn't get out? He couldn't struggle?
She held on.
Oh, God. What do you do when the girl does that to you? What do you
like
do?
Like I said,
you
call a lawyer.
Let go. You let go.
You're gonna have issues in 9 months, so.
Eddie, what do you do? What if you really, really didn't want to do that?
It's a role reversal. No is no.
Yes. No is no.
No is no.
Imagine Eddie finds an attorney that says that he got raped.
You know, no. And she's
going to go, what do you mean? What happened? Well, I was pumping her, and right before I was ready.
I was, yeah, can you imagine?
Wow, she held me.
Your Honor, no means no.
The judge is going to look at Eddie and go, you know what? You're, just for being dumb, I'm going to double the child support. Oh my gosh.
Dude, what kind of excuse is that?
Man, would you be mad, Eddie? Would you be mad at your partner you're dating or whoever it is?
Maybe not at that precise moment, but maybe later.
when the bill comes. Eddie's looking. I'm 5 years away from retirement. Now I got to go another 18.
He's not mad at that moment. Well, I would hope you wouldn't be. What about after you wake up from your nap? Will you be mad?
Yeah. He's, oh my God. What the hell? So thinking.
She's standing on her hands against the wall, trying to get it all.
Eddie wakes up. She's going through her wallet, going, "I'm gonna go shopping. Get used to this."
Eddie gets up, goes to the spermicide, and when he gets back, she's already gone.
Eddie sees it in the trash. Oh my goodness!
The spermicide. I don't even. Do they still sell those?
I don't know. You're talking about like those little capsules that dissolve.
Looks like a suppository.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's what they were called, right? Spermicide capsules.
Uh huh.
I don't know. I haven't used those in many, many years, Eddie.
Yeah, I haven't used them in a long time.
But I'm sure they do. Why would they stop now? Everybody's still has sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're on sale on the internet.
Is it called spermicide capsules?
It looks like they're capsules. It looked like an old capsule bottles.
They should look like little suppositories.
Yeah, they look like little suppositories.
Yep.
They look like clear. Let me see.
Yep. That's it.
I guess that's the brand name.
Oh.
But they used to come in like a foil.
Yeah,
like a foil package, not a bottle.
And it used to be a yellow The mm-hmm. package was yellow, huh? The yellow box. Yep.
I think I had like three or five.
I don't remember. Enough for that time.
Enough for a week.
Yeah, enough for a while.
Enough for a few mistakes, but you know, eventually you better learn to control yourself.
I guess if you really want to be careful, you use all five of them. Just shove all five of them in her. Make sure.
Destroy the whole area. nuke the wombs.
Stuffing five spermicide capsules in her. And then you should be safe then, Eddie.
You should be.
That's the equivalent of what to say, salting the earth.
I guess so.
It's five against a million.
Yeah, but even then, Eddie, when I would use them, I would still pull out.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, you don't trust it. It's just helping, I think, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's almost like, okay, you do it like Eddie doesn't want to, and he leaves it in. Once he finishes it, the fight is on down there. the fight is on.
You better hope those capsules get there first.
Oh, man. But you would be mad, Eddie, if like she held you to, and you wanted to get out of there, and she wouldn't let you?
Like I said, maybe not at the moment, but afterwards. Afterwards, probably.
Would you break up with her, or would you just work it out?
Work it out. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't break up with her.
Eddie will leave the country.
Well, either way,
no, I'm not paying for another 18 years.
I don't know, Eddie. Hey, I think you should.
If it was meant to be, it's meant to be.
You should have been one of those guys fixed.
Those guys what?
Yeah, fixed.
Oh.
You know, got himself fixed because you're not like me, Eddie. You don't. I'm scared of that. I don't want kids running around with my DNA.
Well, neither do I. It's just the three I have.
No, but you chanced it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you didn't use no protection or nothing. And
well, I did. I did use protection, but like I said, the capsules, condoms, pull-out method.
And he just act like he sprayed her down with, like, a hose or something, huh? Okay, Eddie, you know what? I think we've heard enough because Eddie kind of, he bends the truth as we go on. We got the tapes of you, Eddie, for the past 10 years of telling us what you did.
Not bending nothing. Just bending her over.
Oh, see, remember the first day Eddie was on the show? He would never talk like that. Look at him now.
Episode 403, he's finally coming out of the show.
Finally. Okay, remember Alberto, was it last week or the week before we were going over guests that I was wondering who our first guest was we ever had on our show and so on and so on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you told us our first guest and then you mentioned our second guest. And back then, we didn't do a video, people that would come on for an interview on video, we had phone calls. And you said our second guest was Liz. Yes. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't think she came on until later. And she was actually our number two guest, Eddie, that it was on our number two show. Was our number two show our real, not our practice shows, but our real shows, right, Alberto?
Show titles are, or show numbers are actual shows, not the practice shows. They don't count.
So was she on two? Or just our second guest?
Second guest. I mean, not.
Okay.
Not episode two.
Preseason doesn't count.
Okay, preseason doesn't count. But okay, well, anyway, I got a hold of her, and I was telling her about her being our second guest, and mm-hmm. I thought she was. I remember she was on, but I thought she was on like later on, like a year or two after we started our show. But then I told her, and she's like, "Oh wow, I think she even forgot she was on our show." See, our show is what do you call it? It's forgettable, I guess.
By design.
But I can just look at it this way: it was just a long time ago, and. Yeah, this time she comes on, we're going to make sure she doesn't forget us. All right, Eddie. Eddie, you got problems or anything, Eddie?
No.
Any problems where you need to lay down and talk to somebody or anything? No?
No. Not right now, no.
Not right now. Okay, well, we'll see if we can fix that, okay? Well, we have Liz coming on the show. So I contacted her, and she was gracious enough to come on. And going from number two to what guest now, Alberto?
I've lost 400? Count. Not 400.
300, 200?
I'll do the count. I'll have it for next show.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. Liz Escobar. She's done a whole different... I think last time she came on, it was she was doing clothing. And then we're going to ask her if she's still doing it. And but she's also doing something else new, Eddie. It's very, very, yeah. I would have never thought. And we're going to bring her on. She's going to tell us about it. And Liz, if you could, I can see your mic's off. If you could turn your mic on before I pull you out. See what I said? Pull out, Eddie. I always have that in my mind, Eddie. I got pulled out. I don't want little Stevies running around.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let's bring out Liz Escobar. Hello, Liz.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Put your 10-minute ticker on the bottom here. Yes, family supportive counselor, Liz Escobar, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
So, Liz, you were our second guest that has came on our show. That must have been, what, Alberto, 10 years ago? 10 years ago?
October 2014.
October?
Wow.
Yeah.
2014.
And, I don't remember.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago, but I do remember you coming on, but I didn't know it was right when we were starting. And I thought I'd message you and let you know, and I thought it was kind of cool. And I want to thank you for coming on and come to see us again.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Yes, mm-hmm. I have to ask before we get into what you're doing today, are you still doing the clothing thing?
No, I'm not doing it anymore.
No more, huh?
No, it was just too much.
Because if I remember right, didn't you make all that stuff? The clothing?
Yeah, so I was doing, I had my name brand, Foco You, Foco Me.
Yes.
So I was doing the bikinis, I was doing fashion shows. The fashion shows were in San Diego. And then I was doing just like panties and... all this kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, Eddie, I don't know. Anytime I hear that word, it's a trigger for me. I don't know. We'll get into that later because she's a counselor.
You're a cochino now. Steve. You're a cochino.
Is that what it is? Oh, yes. Man. Okay. It doesn't mean that I have a broad mind.
No.
No? Okay. How about a beautiful mind?
It's a perverted mind.
Eddie, you've been going to counselor school too? Get out of here. Okay,
we'll get to me. Steve was stalking me.
Yes, I was. You know what? Once I contacted her, and then I started thinking, I remember the panties she wore, and I was like, oh my God, now I'm hooked to Liz now. I was a wreck all week, Eddie. I had to go to Costco and buy another bundle of those tissue towels. I was a mess, Liz. I tried really hard to be good, but okay, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I may have to use the. I have to go see Liz, and because she's now a counselor now, right? Correct?
Yes.
How did all this happen?
Well, I always worked in mental health. So I ended up going back to school and I got my master's in psychology. And I started working with families. At the same time, I was doing my clothing business. So I was like hustling because, you know, I love to hustle, make money.
Yes.
And so... you know, I think when we were doing the Tom Likas show, when I was in doing my promotion and everything, you know, he stopped and there's a lot of things that I just stopped doing it because it was just too much. And I decided to go back to school. Okay. And I think I'm just good at it.
Okay. Well,
that's good.
You got to have that mentality, right?
Yeah, and so that's what I do. I help. I work with and foster. Well, aside of my regular of my business, I do foster care. I work with foster care kids, and you know, support them. I do a little bit of everything: support families, support you know, single fathers, single mothers. It all depends. We have a little bit of everything.
Interesting. That is very, very cool. Before I let Eddie ask a question, Alberto, what do you think of having a guest from the past on? Look at how our show changes people.
We inspired her.
Look at this. We inspired her. She went to school. Look at her. She's big time now.
She thought if she went to school and got a degree, maybe Steve won't bother her again. And unfortunately, it didn't work out for her.
No. Probably. And I really tried. No, but I think that's pretty hot. Look at she's just... you went to go get your bachelor's, right? Is that what it was?
Master's.
Oh, master's. Oh,
God. If I do
get
that.
Get it straight, Steve. Get it straight.
Psychology.
All right. I think we'll end the show now. I need to get to my tissue paper. I really think that is awesome, Liz. I mean, it takes a lot to go back to school, for one. and to kind of masters. And but I didn't know. You said you dealt in this even in the in when we knew you when you came on in the past, right? But were you just doing it as a side thing, or were you really going?
No, that's what I was doing for work. That was my job. That was my full time job, and on the side I was doing the clothing. I mean,
oh,
yeah.
You see, that's where I've grown too, Eddie. I was probably more worried about the panties and all that, and I should have dealt into, hey, you know what else she did. You see, mm-hmm. We all grow, Liz. Forgive me. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. I totally understand.
But we're getting it right now, and I think it's a cool thing that you're doing. And I did, before I get Eddie, I got so much to say. You made a page for your business, right?
Yes.
And I think you should make like a business page or one of those pages where people can just like it instead of sending like a friend request, because I think it's easier for us to promote it for you. So people can just go like it, because like, sometimes people come and they friend request and you're like, oh, you know, you never know who's, but people that we can throw it out there to, all they got to do is go to your page and push follow or like, and I think
that's what I did, didn't I?
No, you send it to me and I checked it out and I had to send you a friend request and you never accepted me.
Oh,
she's smart.
I was so hurt. I was hurt, bad. Liz. After all that week of me thinking of you and I didn't even accept my friend request.
You know, I thought I did it, but I'll double check. But
yeah, it has the where it says add friend and all that. So I think you need to change it to at least, I think you could do even that as a, that kind of page, you just turn it into a business. Just click a one click and it'll turn it into, instead of asking to be friends, it'll just say follow. And that'll be good.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, I got more for you later, but I got to get Eddie in here. Eddie, you got a question for Liz?
Yes, Liz. Are you contracted by the state? And how many cases do you handle at one time?
Well, right now, I have, in my one of my first job, I have a caseload of 18.
Oh, wow. God.
It seems like a lot. Is that a lot?
No, I could handle it.
18 cases?
Yeah.
So these 18 cases, do you see like one person every day or how does it?
No, I see them in one day.
18 people? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because wow. You guys said it, like if I have a case family, they mm-hmm. there's probably four kids in that home. So I see the four kids and I have to make sure like they're okay. If they want to talk to me in private, I'll talk to them in private. If they need any type of other support, I just help them. And I'm kind of like the middle person between them and like the their social worker.
Okay.
Wow.
So I just go in there and support and everything.
So are you allowed to report like if you see something suspicious?
I'm a mandated reporter.
What I was looking for. The mandated reporter.
Okay. I'm a report Steve.
Well, get in line. He's got many cases pending.
You know what? Look, it's all my thing is all out of love. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, am I really a pervert, Liz?
No, I don't think so.
I just mean, hey, I wouldn't like
you were just. You were looking, trying to find pictures where my ass, and you said, yeah.
Okay, Eddie. Look,
that's it. I mean.
We were doing promo posts. Okay, we got to be honest here. I was looking to do promo posts for Liz to come on, and I was like looking around, you know, and I was like, oh, I wondered what her backside looked like, you know. It's just being a dude and looking, and I never looked so hard in my life for a picture of somebody's butt. And I came close to one. No, I think that's good. What Liz does is good. It makes people curious and wants to. I don't know. You're very made me curious. But anyway,
I don't like to take a lot of pictures. I'm really bad at it.
She's been the most out of all the promos we did of all the guests. Liz was the hardest to. Because you don't do many pictures. That's why I ask you, hey, can you send me some or send me one? And we gotta work on that because we got just some pictures, smiling and stuff. You know, you are the one they're gonna go see, and I know you're not. You're a humble woman, and I got to learn to be humble, Eddie. Huh?
Yeah, I'm nice.
She's very nice, but
now, Liz, as a go ahead.
Let me pull up Eddie. Go ahead.
As a mandated reporter, how what are some of the signs you look for, and have you ever had to report somebody?
Yeah, I've reported a lot of people. Because not you know, just to be a bitch about it, but you know, if I see like signs of like physical abuse or, you know, sexual abuse, or if a child tells me that somebody did something to them, I have to.
Okay.
I have to report them. So it all depends, but yeah.
That must be hard, especially stuff like that, like sex abuse or even child abuse. Does that make you sad? Are you pretty? Have you seen it so much where you're
I'm immune tough? To it.
Oh my God.
Yes. It's really? Sad to say, but yes. But yeah. Nothing surprises me.
When you first started it, did it make you think, oh, I don't know if I should do something like this because maybe it hurt you or?
Yeah, I think there was this just one case. I mean, I'm not going to talk about it, but, you know, I think that's one of the cases that really, it broke me. I wasn't able to sleep for a while. Like, it kind of killed me. There was a bunch of abuse, and it had a lot to do with, you know, kids. And it was just like an ongoing abuse from the whole family. And I had to report it, and they have the right not to talk to me anymore, and that's okay. But I think that's where I learned a lot, a few years ago.
I hear you.
And when you report reported?
Hold on, Eddie. Before I say, when I ask them, I don't want you to say what it was about or anything. I was just in general, like, we know stuff like that goes on, but I'm not asking you, hey, can you tell us one of your cases?
We're not asking that.
Because we know you can't, you shouldn't say that. But okay, go ahead, Eddie. I'm sorry.
Eddie. What was I going to ask? I forgot. No. Okay, I got it. Now, when they reported, do you report it to the social worker or the authorities?
No, I never called authorities. I call the 1-800 number, the child abuse hotline.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I let the social worker know too, so.
Okay.
Alberto, you have a question for Liz? This is very interesting.
No, Eddie's covered everything.
Okay, I had a feeling he was going to say that. And how long have you been in this business? Or have you been a counselor? You mind if I ask? Liz?
Well, for a long time. I just started my business last year with this one. Well, no, not last year, because last year I started doing more training. So I'm certified to do if people want need parenting classes through court, so I'm certified. Mm-hmm. I'm also certified to do DV counseling, domestic violence. I also learned through all these years, because I've been working in mental health since I was 19 years old. I learned the whole system. So I know how to advocate for people. I know the ins and outs and very cool. Especially with parents, when they get their kids taken away, that's where I help them. I always believe kids need to be in their homes with their parents. Not all, not all, because there is some abuse but the majority, we don't know how to be parents. I'm a parent and we're not perfect. We learn. And, I'm not judgmental, and I hate that a lot of social workers, they judge all these parents. They're like, well, they don't know how to take care of the kids. I'm like, well, there's no book that says how to be a perfect parent. So,
that's good.
So Liz, as in your experience, can you weed out someone who's lying? Like, do you know when they're lying to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh wow,
Eddie, she's licensed, Eddie. Of course.
No,
she's,
yeah,
she's,
but
she's... no, I'm not like I'm not licensed, but yeah,
Wait a minute.
There's a lot of different titles.
There's a lot of different like
job
a trade.
Titles.
Like a trade. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I apologize. Excuse me.
There's what I'm certified. That's different than being licensed.
That's what I meant to say. Certified.
Yes.
See, Eddie, when the panty thing come out, I get all messed up. I had all my notes here.
I think you just focus on the panties.
Yes, still. I am. Hey, since you don't do all that, do you have any leftovers?
You know, I might.
Are they clean or are they?
I think they are.
Oh, I don't want them then. Never mind. Anyway, so
or maybe the ones that the models used to use. I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Well, let me know. I'll put a bid on it. Don't worry about it. I'll contact you after the show. Okay, so you got your own business. Is there a name for the business? Because when we were doing the promos for you, I just kind of put something together. I really didn't know what your business was called, but since you're here, if you want to let everybody know.
Well, it's Escobar Family Supportive Services.
Escobar. Eddie, you writing this down?
Escobar Family Supportive Services, yes.
Yes. And she has a Facebook page for it, and she's going to turn it into a business page. I think you can just do it by a click of a button, and you guys can go follow that page. And if you're interested in hiring her or talking to her or, you know, need somebody like her, just message her. And, right? Is that how you do it? Call her? I'm sure your number's on there and everything. And
yes, my cell phone number. Yeah.
Or if you know of somebody that something's not right, they can contact you and see what they can do, or maybe you can help them out.
Yeah, I'm fair. I'm very fair. I'm not like, don't think I'm fair both ways, females and males. I'm not like more for females or more for males. Maybe a little bit more for males, but you know, it's a balance.
Okay, well, you'll hear it out either way, right? You're going to hear it out and see what's
always
going on.
Always, yes.
Okay, Eddie, another question for the certified Liz.
Yeah, I guess each you know, everybody has a story or their side of the story, and you are bilingual, right?
Yes, habla español.
She does Spanish and English counseling.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I know this is off the subject, but how do you say panties in Spanish? I never knew this. Is there a word for that? Or is it
chonis? Chonis, calzones, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought there was more like a pretty word. Is there a pretty word I could use?
There is a pretty word. What is it?
Pantarans.
Oh, panties. Panties.
Yeah, I like that one. Okay. Now I feel better. Okay. I like how she said that. Panties. I'm going to use that as my ringtone. Say it again.
Panties.
Yes. That's my new ringtone, Eddie. I'm going to go back and Alberta, you have to help me get this on a ringtone so I can put it on my phone, please.
I'll do it for money.
Yeah, I'll pay you. I don't care. Just make it into a ringtone for me. Okay. This is very cool, Liz, that you're doing this. I never knew that even when you were on last time that you did that. And I think that's cool that you're out there helping people. And after the show today, I'll post your page. If you can change it to the business thing where it just says follow, where people can just click it and follow, it'll be easier for us to promote it for you. And then, you know, other people too that see it, it's easier for them because, you know, sometimes you won't see the friend request and all that good stuff. And I think it's a good thing you're doing. I really do.
Thank you.
Eddie?
I have one more question. Do you deal with the attorneys also, or do you sometimes have to testify in court?
No, I don't testify, but we deal with attorneys too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got a question for Liz. Okay, let me see here.
Let's just ask me anything.
It's a straight serious question. Liz, why don't you say how would you people that are out there that need help? What can you say to them to make them feel like they can give you a call? And you can help them out, man or woman or whatever, that are maybe watching or listening on the podcast, that don't really know what to do, even though they know they need to do something. What can you do for them as Liz?
I don't go around the bush, so I'm very straightforward with answers. So I'm not going to give you the runaround. If you want, and the thing that a lot of people, I think what people need to understand that everybody has is different. So let's just say, like, if me and you, Steve, we have the same situation, like, if we live in different counties and if we have different lawyers, everything, our different situations or different social workers, it's going to be different all the time. So sometimes I tell people, like, don't go based on what other people tell you. Like, just go straight to the resource.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes people are scared to call, like, the court, or they're scared to call the social worker, or they're scared to, because they heard it by somebody else. Oh, well, this person told me that it's not going to help. Everything's different.
Okay.
Every situation.
But they could call you, right?
Yeah.
And you'll help them out. And don't be scared. Is
there an 800 number that people can call anonymously? Like to report something?
Well, you know.
Yeah, well, if they need to make a report, they could call the hotline, the
1-800.
The child abuse hotline. Yeah, it depends the county. It depends the county too, I think. It's different.
Okay. On your business page, your number's on there, right?
Yeah, my cell phone number is there.
So is it okay if you gave that out on our show, or do you want them to go to your business page on Facebook?
Yeah,
don't worry, I already got your number, so don't worry about it.
It's the same number. Okay. I mean, they could text me. If they want to call me and tell me something that they're kind of iffy about.
Yes.
And they want to be anonymous, that's fine. I'm not going to report them. It's just like I would guide them, but the best thing would be for them to, like, I mean, like I said, it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. So how can they give you a call or give you a text?
Yeah, they could text me.
Do you want to give them the number? And I don't feel right giving your number because...
No, go ahead. Give it up.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you're the certified. I'm not certified. Well, I'm certified in other things, but I'm not certified about giving numbers out. You know what? Here's another thing I got to ask. I do have your number, but does it work? Or are you just...
It does hard work.
Because I've texted you. Have you got my text?
No.
She's blocked you, Steve. Sorry to break that to you.
I've texted her a few times, and that's why I would go on Messenger and message you, because you never text me back. And I was like, oh, here we go.
Do you have it correctly? It says nice 951.
Let me look.
It's really easy.
Well, I whatever you gave me.
Whose dog is barking?
Okay, it's I can say it then. I got area code 951-450.
No.
Oh, Liz, that's what you gave me, Liz. See, Alberto, the story of my life.
I just want to know who's running the dog fighting ring.
Oh my god, I have a lot of dogs. Sorry.
All right.
Okay, so what we're going to do, Liz, why don't you tell your number in case somebody wants to get a hold of you and for your services.
Don't trust Steve on that.
Hey, I didn't know. She gave me the wrong number.
Yeah, you would have gave me a wrong number. It's 951-345-0011.
Okay, there you heard it straight from Liz. If you need to contact her and you want to discuss some stuff that you need help with or whatever, she'll help you out the best she can. Because this is what she does. She's certified, right, Eddie?
Yep.
And I cannot believe I had the wrong number for Liz.
You see?
Oh my gosh, I was texting her all week, and I was like, oh man, she's not. I was like,
and I was wondering, I'm like, you said you were going to text me, and I was like, I wonder why he hasn't texted me.
I did. I've said a bunch of them. So somebody's probably going, who wants my panties? And I'm like, oh my God.
What?
No, I didn't put that.
Yeah, be imagine. Happy you didn't get those texts there.
Imagine if I was like, hey, you got any more of those FocoU panties? They'd be like, who the hell is this?
You know what? If you're willing to pay, I'll just sell mine.
Steve's texting some 70-year-old woman.
I'm texting somebody. They're probably going, who the hell is this?
She's boxing.
I would like it, too. No, but I'll update it later. And Liz, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. That's pretty cool that you were our number two guest that came on since we started. What was it, 10 years ago, Alberto? I think we're going on 10.
I'm glad there was no video.
Oh, I know. It was audio, right, Eddie? It was only audio, right, Alberto?
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I would assume. I don't think we have. We didn't even have the Skype set up yet, so.
Yeah, we didn't do video back then. We were just straight phone calls.
I have to go back and listen to the show.
But no, I'm glad that we have video now, and I think it's much better.
All right,
actually do a live stream for free for people. Because people like to see what's going on, you know? Ever growing up, you listen to the radio, you always wonder, I mean, we may not be the faces to look at, but we you always wonder, who are these people on the radio? You know, what do they look like? You know, for years, you'd listen to your favorite DJs, and I wonder what they look like.
Based on the voice.
Yeah. Now, the streaming is everywhere, so you get to see everybody, and people come.
I know, they sounded cute, and then you find out who they were, like, oh, damn.
Like, oh, shit. Exactly. Okay, so Liz gave her number out, and this is serious stuff. Don't be getting into the underwear stuff. That's my business. You guys call her. She's got a business where she's out to help people, and she's doing a good thing. And contact her seriously. And that's her business. That's what she does. And Eddie, you have anything final words before we let Liz get on her way to help people out?
I'm sure you're happier. Good days and bad days, but what you're doing is great, is good, and I hope you have success.
Thank you. Very good. Appreciate that,
Alberto.
I hope you guys have success too.
Yes, I think we will. We're gonna have you on a little more.
You should.
You know what? Just because I'll purchase something for me. Don't worry. I'm feeling good today, and I'm gonna purchase something from you and. You know, and then hey, she said she'd sell me hers, so why not? I'm always out to help people out.
I think Steve needs some psychological counseling.
Yeah, I think so too.
No, you know what it is? It's good for my nose because I've had these bad sinus problems for years, and every time I do this, I feel so good. Like you don't even I don't know. My nose is clear, and I just feel like a man. Is nothing wrong with that, is there?
So you only feel like a man when you're smelling panties?
Hey, there it is. Okay, if I buy a pair from you of yours, and you send me a little voice message like that, I'll throw an extra tip in there. Alberto, how do we get this? How do you say it? One more time.
Panties.
Yeah. Oh my God, Eddie! Somebody finally said it in a way of love for me.
In a different language.
It's not dirty anymore. Now the way she says it, this is a connection. Right? Yes, I can't even say it. One more time.
Panties.
Oh, panties. God, yes. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, like, you guys don't know Spanish or what?
Eddie, Alberto, you know Spanish?
That's on a need-to-know basis.
Oh, he probably does. Eddie does, right, Eddie?
Yes, I understand and speak it, write it.
I don't. I only understand the panties and the... I don't know Spanish. But I think this is so cool you're on, and you were on like a long time ago, and I think it's cool, and I'm glad we know your background, and I'm glad we were able to share that with everybody. And the show will be on it's streaming on Instagram right now, on YouTube, on this Facebook page. And it'll be podcasted later, right, Alberto, on all the podcast places?
Yep.
And so it'll always be here if you want to watch it or share it with your friends and whatever podcast. Whenever it's titled, Alberto will title it, and I'll send you the title, and you can always go check it out anytime you want. And we hope you come on more often now and see if we can...
Whenever you guys invite me.
Yes, we're gonna keep close with you and keep you on because it's a good thing you're doing, and we need to get that out there. So thank you so much, Liz.
No, thank you, guys.
Is my nose twitchy? Okay. Okay, Liz, we love you. Thank you for coming on, and we'll post up your business page after the show, and let me know when you fix it up, and we'll get it up there for you.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Enjoy your day. Take care.
Okay, thank you, guys. You too.
Okay, bye-bye, Liz.
Bye.
All right, let me see here. We got somebody on YouTube says, bring back Miss Hourglass, incredible woman. The only reason I'm bringing this up, you remember that girl, Eddie? The woman we had, she had that big old butt, like huge.
Anyway,
she passed away. So,
oh, no.
Mr. or Miss LO3. Miss Hourglass has passed away, and I believe she passed away a couple months ago.
Oh no!
Yeah, she was young too. I don't know what happened. I just heard about it, and she was a guest on our show. She was one of our highest views,
highest rated show
on I think it was YouTube. We had a lot of views on her interview. But yeah, she passed away. I don't know the exact what happened.
Good ratings.
Yes, a lot of views on the on her interview when we had her on. Anyway,
so sorry to hear that.
Yes. So thanks for asking. I think they took her pages down on Facebook and everything. Mm-hmm. I think she was married. I know she had a boyfriend. I don't know if she was married to the guy, but he probably took down her stuff.
Too bad.
Anyway, yeah, she was a friend of Tatiana, I believe. Mm. I think she's the one that got her. She wanted to come on our show, but she was a friend of Tatiana, and that's how she got on. Anyway, yeah, that's... I hate to say that. I mean, we're just on a roll, too. Anyway, rest in peace, Miss Hourglass. All right. Does anybody want got any problems? Contact Liz Escobar, and she'll help you out the best she can. Right, Eddie?
Yep. She has a lot of cases. 18. She sees 18 people a day. That's a lot, huh?
Well, because she said one case can have, like, 5 kids in a house, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't that mean 5... That's 5 right there?
I don't think so. I think each case, I think, is like one case. I don't think.
I don't know. What she said, Albert, didn't she? She said some of them are, there's like multiple kids in a house. That counts as all, not just one. That's like, if you have 5 kids in one house, that's 5 cases.
I don't remember that part.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I guess I have to ask her, Eddie. Go. You know what? Get on Facebook and go like her page.
It's a hard job
to get on Facebook.
No, to deal with all the stuff she has to deal with, like mental illness and abuse and.
Yeah, that would be it. Like I had asked her, is that hard? Like when you see child abuse and all that. And now she said, I guess she's been doing it for so long, it doesn't like.
Nothing surprises her no more. She said.
That's crazy. Imagine that. Like you see it, and it would like me and you would see it. We're not used to seeing that. I would be bothered hard.
Oh yeah.
And imagine doing it so long, you're just like, I mean, not that it doesn't bother you, but it doesn't like
where it doesn't faze you no more.
You're just like, okay, I know what I gotta do, let's get this done. Mm-hmm. Instead like me, I'd be like, oh man, I'd be like depressed, and I'd be depressed for a few days, and I don't know. It sucks. Anyway.
But I don't know. Alberto, I guess you have someone has to do it, right?
Throw into this.
No, not much.
This ocean of things going on in this world?
Nope.
No? Alrighty.
It seems like you're hearing more and more like the mental illness is everywhere, I guess, because you hear it more and more on the news and...
It sucks, too, because the kids, they can't defend them. You know, they're just kids. Yeah. And then the adults or whoever's doing this stuff... Oh man, I didn't want to talk about it. Let's move on. It get me upset.
Yeah, let's move on.
I can't handle that stuff.
Yep.
Okay, female pheromones. Anybody know anything about that, Alberto?
No.
Wet pennies.
It's the smell from the women down there. It's
wet
it's
pennies.
Female pheromones.
Wet bunties.
Alyssa always talked about that, huh? Pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed to like she was almost an expert in that. Every time we talk about I like the underwear, she would always say that word all the time. So the other day I decided to look it up.
Pheromones.
And I don't know, Alberto, can you look it up? Maybe you can explain it better, because there's a lot of big words in there. All I know is that the scent of the underwear or that the woman gives off that gets to a man and makes a man, I guess. It's like in the wild, you know, you smell a woman and, you know, if you get excited. Am I saying that right, Eddie? What's so funny? You know, like if a girl wears perfume and you smell her, you go, oh, she smells good, right?
She smells good, yeah.
But if you smell that other smell, I mean, we like that too, don't we?
It smells delicious.
Yes, you're like, oh boy, you get that little perkied up. You get perkied up, Eddie.
Yep.
But it's called female... pheromones. And
love potion number 9.
Yes, there's a definition, but there's some big words in there and I don't want to get it wrong, so that's where Alberto comes in to
do all your research for you,
be the thesaurus. Well, because this is very important to me, and I want to make sure it's delivered right.
I don't know what you want me to find.
Can you type in female pheromones definition? Does it say the term sex pheromone refers to a compound liberated by a female with the dual purpose of both attracting the male from a distance and also an inciting it arousal to copulation when at close quarters? Now, what does that last one mean? The close quarters one.
When you're close to somebody?
So if you're far away, you can sniff it out, and then if you're closer, the same thing.
I don't know.
Just the smell, right? Is all it is. It's just
you can. Pheromones are just smells, but I mean, I don't think humans. I mean, we smell, but it's more than smell. It's like a deep
like
smell.
BO. It's like BO, Steve.
BO. It's not Alberto's. Not BO, is it?
It could be.
Really?
No. There's some people that are attracted to that.
To BO?
Yeah.
Like the armpits?
Yeah.
Oh God, no. Not me.
No, I'm not saying you, but
some people are attracted to the sniffing BO.
Yep.
Like a woman to a man? Maybe the woman might like the manly, like he works hard and stuff like that.
I think both. I think it's popular in like in Arab countries and stuff like that.
Really?
What
do they do? Just sniff the armpit? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they like that smell.
And you think I'm bad? Don't you think my meth? Okay, here we go.
Oh, it says here, sex pheromones specifically focus on indicating females for breeding, attracting the opposite sex, and conveying information on species, age, sex, and genotype. So it's more than the smell. It's to tell you this female is ready to mate.
Like in animals, it's they smell and
I don't think that's a human condition.
They know when they're in heat.
So pheromones, would they be in the crotch anywhere, in the underwear? Or is it a whole different thing?
That's just smell. That is BO. That is your body odor. You know, that is her body odor. Sweating into the panties, and that leaves the smell. There's no pheromone. Okay, it's not like you can smell it and go, oh yeah, she's ready to have babies. Let's get it on. Like we were talking earlier, that's just the smell.
Well, you don't make it so sound so romantic though.
It's not romantic.
I think the mating one sounds more romantic.
In the animal kingdom, that's how they know when they're in heat. They smell and it, yeah.
They sniff out the pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry I asked. Shit, you make it sound what I do. You just like that dirty smell. No, I don't.
Just admit it.
You're
not doing it for your nose, and you're not doing it for mating. You just like the smell.
I do. I like the smell.
Okay.
Okay.
And nothing wrong with that.
Liz broke me.
Just acquire your dirty panties the legal way, okay? Don't meet up breaking into houses and stuff.
I do not do that. Only once.
Yeah, you made me break panty raids already.
Hey, you never heard of panty raids?
I've heard of panty raids.
Okay, well, that's illegal, isn't it?
It is illegal. Yeah.
I mean, it's legal, isn't it? No. Like if you go to school?
No.
It's not legal if you go to college?
No.
How about JC?
Everything's legal unless you get caught, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then. Just don't get caught then. Oh my
god. Anyways.
So, okay, everybody, you guys know that song Fat Bottom Girls?
By Who? Queen?
By Queen.
Yes.
Eddie?
Let's say it again.
Eddie,
you know that song? Yeah.
Eddie might have to listen to a bit.
Yeah, do you have it? Does anybody have that? All right, we probably can't play it. Well, what is the deal with Facebook? If you play it like a couple seconds, you're okay?
Yeah.
So, I think this dude had it right, but why was it taken? You know, they took it off his their greatest hits.
Body shaming.
But
you know, it's what's the name? Freddie Mercury recorded in a different era. So
yeah, but even today, that's what isn't that the thing? Like, you know, you got a fat ass. Girls are saying, "Yeah, I got this big booty, big ass," and they're, but
it's they can be proud of it, but you can't mention it.
Oh, so they can say it, yeah. But if somebody else says it, then it's, oh, you're calling me fat.
Mm-hmm.
But if they say it, it's okay because they're basically saying, "Yeah, this is I got this big juicy bud, and you know, all the guys like it, and it's okay to say they say it." But if guys say it, it's no good. Or somebody else says it.
What was that meme I saw? You know, I forget the one actor, he was in the one Star Wars. I don't know what character he's playing, but he's smiling. And there's a smiling one, and then there's the angry face, right? And they put the captions on the top, like, you know, two things. And it says, you know, when girls call Lizzo, you know, beautiful and empowering, and it's a smile. And then when your guy calls, says you're as beautiful as Lizzo, and then there's a frown. So that's basically it. I mean, it's, you know, it's they can say it, but you know, you can't. And the whole thing, the whole song, it's positive about, you know, fat bottom girls. You know, it's, they make the world go round.
Yeah, so it's nothing bad.
But you know, you can't say it.
I think that song is more, or look at the other guy that Baby Got Back. What's the difference? He's talking about girls with big asses, basically.
That's what he likes, but I don't know if that song's been canceled yet. I think, what's his name, Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Yes.
Yeah, he comes from a demographic that he can say it. I don't know, for now he's safe, but, you know, check back in 5 years. We'll see how the social tide is turning.
Man, that's crazy, huh?
I like big butts.
It's a shame, man. The good songs, and somebody has to say something like, "Oh my God, mm-hmm. they're calling people fat. They're calling us girls fatties." And no, they're just saying, as men, well, some men like that. You know, you girls are making the girl go around if you got that booty. If you don't, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some girls don't have it. Right?
No, they feel offended.
Some guys like that. Some guys don't like big butts. Some guys.
That's right. Well, Freddie thought, you know, we know Freddie like guys. So, you know, he's just looking at the world, what he thinks guys like, and wrote a song about it.
Freddie just pandering at that point.
Yeah, or maybe he thought, you know, instead of writing fat bottom boys, because he's gay, maybe
that's what he meant, but he goes, "Oh, I got to just change the genders."
Yeah, probably. I could imagine seeing something like that, because he's gay, so I could see him writing. Or he could have known, you know, a lot of guys like girls with big butts. Let's write a song about it.
You know, songs don't have to be exactly about your life. You know, you can tell a story.
Yeah, like Sir Mix-a-Lot. I mean, who wasn't thinking about that? He put it down onto some beats and put a song out and became very popular. And there was a reason it was popular.
Made lots of money.
People were like, "Yeah, I know what he's saying."
Oh, I'm sure that was your favorite song back in the days.
Playing my tune, huh?
Talk about was. remember when Corey came on, Eddie, and she did that birthday dance for me to that song?
Mm-hmm.
Your little maid outfit.
Yep.
Oh God, that was the best song and the best dance.
Playing my tune.
Yes. So Alberto, anything else going on in this world?
What do you want to know about?
To let people know about.
I got nothing.
Nothing. How's? Oh God, I can't remember. The ladies from Your Fortress. How are those ladies doing? Are they still listening to the show? If so, howdy, howdy, howdy. No. I forgot the names. I apologize, but hi.
Typical Steve.
Steve
only remembers your pheromones.
I only remember your pheromones because I won't remember your name, but if you come around again, I smelled you once, and I'll know when you come back. Yeah, I got a bad sniffer, but for those things, my sniffer works good.
You know, I think it's psychosomatic there. I think you just make it to believe it's stuff.
No, I've always had one nostril that it stays clogged.
I think that's
normal. It was region.
It is?
I think that is a normal thing, that one nostril will always remain clogged.
Eddie, do you have a nostril that's clogged all the time, at least one of them, left or right, and one's always open?
It seems to be my right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You too, Alberto?
Usually, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was normal. I thought that was something wrong with that. I thought you had two nostrils to be open.
I think you do, but...
Oh, well, see, we learn something new every day.
Says here, why is only one nostril clogged? First, it's important to know that one side of your nose getting clogged is actually a normal part of your nasal cycle.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I've been using the panties to make it better and I didn't need to?
Nope.
No, apparently not.
There was no scientific value in that. That's all for the brain.
Well, I can't stop now because I've been doing it for so long. My body might go into shock.
You're addicted.
Both nostrils might close up.
You're addicted.
Addiction?
You need more.
You got Dr. Michael Benninger here saying, many people don't realize that every 4 to 6 hours, one side of the nose becomes more congested and the other side decongests. They switch back and forth in a normal cycle.
I didn't know that. Well, so I feel better about that. But
Steve's scientific thesis gets thrown out the window now.
That's okay. You know, are you sure he's licensed?
Yeah, he's licensed.
Are you sure?
The internet told me to. Told me so.
Oh, okay. All right. I want to investigate this dude a little more.
He's just certified.
He's certified? Stop it, Eddie. What's the matter with you?
He's quoted by the Cleveland Health Clinic.
You sure he's not quoted by the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay. I'm going to make sure. Well, okay. So, people, if you have one nostril clogged all the time, whether it's a left or right, it's a normal thing, according to a doctor in Cleveland. You may want to investigate a little more. Don't take one doctor's, you got to look around.
Don't just take Dr. Steve's advice here,
Yes. Well, it's helped me. There's times they've both been open after a good whiff. Both those suckers are open like two donuts.
Maybe that's not natural, okay? You're doing some damage to yourself.
Maybe you need to see an ENT.
ENT for what?
An ENT, ear, nose, and throat.
For what?
For your addiction? Congested. for your congested nostril.
For your pheromone addiction.
I go and see the ENT, and he's like, "What are you here for?" And I go, "Well, sniffing panties." He's gonna go, "I think you're in the wrong office." I go, "Well, Eddie told me to come here." Who's Eddie?
Go see Eddie's ENT.
Ear, nose, and throat.
It's just his brother in the in the back of a van.
come on. Stop. Eddie, I don't know. Eddie, how's your brother doing?
Good.
Is he doing okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he listens to the show, but tell him we said hi and hope he's glad he's doing good.
Steve, hey, speaking of vans, have you seen that barber that cuts hair out of his van?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I think I did, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I see that at? Well, on the boulevard?
He parks out by the your fortress over here across the street.
Yeah, that's where I saw him. I thought it was like, wait a minute, is that?
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, it's in our little swap meet there with everybody's tents and food and all that shit.
Oh my god, that's right! I did see it. Did you try it out?
No.
Maybe he wanted to buy some airtime on the show.
don't give his name, but
Eddie, talk to him.
Go make a sale, Eddie.
No, I say, hey, you want to buy some airtime on the M25 show to promote your mobile haircut business?
I like to go to my girl who cuts my hair.
You can take a break 1 week.
Well, you don't have to get your haircut. Just go say, hey, I noticed you on the street. You want to get your business out there? Maybe he'll give you a card. We know how Eddie are with business cards. He put them on 1,000 cars.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. All right. Before we go, Alberto, got anything going on?
What were you thinking about? Would you get a haircut from somebody in a van in the street?
I don't know. I feel weird climbing in that van. I don't know if I'll ever come out.
Probably stinks in there.
Stink like what?
They got the doors open all the time.
What would it stink like?
Hair.
Hair?
No.
What would it stink like? You don't have to get naked, do you? What's it going to What's it going to smell like? Just cut hair or wet hair?
Oh, it's probably hot in there. Barbicide and BO and...
Eddie and the BO.
It's probably hot in there.
Well, maybe he only does it in the wintertime.
No, he's...
I don't know. Imagine it being in the summertime. You're getting a haircut. You're all sweaty. He's all, you can take your shirt off if you want. Oh, God.
Let's get me the hell out of there.
Then you hear the door vans, the doors shut, and you hear latch. And he's all, where are we going? I would go for a little ride. Don't worry about it.
It just gets hotter and hotter in there. You know you're going to the desert.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
The guy driving turns up the heater. Trying to get Eddie all delusional. Oh, good. Man. Too much. Yeah, no, I did see that, though. I don't know. I guess you have to go with a bunch of people and make sure to help you watch your back.
Send Will there.
Oh, man.
Give him 10 bucks. Say, hey, Will, go get a haircut.
10 bucks? They're going to look at him and go, 10 bucks to cut this thing? What do you want us to cut? His beard, his hair, or his chest, or his back hair?
Send Will and get one of those, like, razor shaves. With the hot towel.
I would just throw him in a bathtub with Nair. Roll him around like a enchilada.
That's going to clog the drains.
Well, do it in somebody else's bathtub. And then.
Well, I think that's going to fuck up the whole city.
Clog up the sewer. Oh,
you know, we've been having a lot of rain here in Southern California lately. I mean, we don't need urban
flooding. It's supposed to get more tonight, right?
Is it supposed to rain again?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain tonight, I think.
God, we didn't get rain for how many years? All of a sudden, we're getting rain up the ass.
We need it.
Yeah, we do. But you know what's funny is we got the what is it? The reservoir. We only have like, is there only like one? Once it gets filled up, that's it. No, we don't have so many where if it keeps raining and raining, we can fill them all up. There's like only so many, and once they're filled up, that's it. It can keep raining, and that rain just
goes into the ocean.
Just goes away. It's, you would think by now they would have built some more.
Or maybe it's tomorrow morning, but you know, we're supposed to get more rain.
Well, it looked like it's going to rain out there, so.
Well,
Thursday. I heard Thursday into Friday, but we'll see.
Yeah, I would wish it would stop, but you know what? At least I don't have to water the grass.
Yeah.
You don't do that anyways. You send the wife out.
You know, I used to, but. You know, sometimes you get like, man, you know, if you think about it, you have to stand out there a while and water, you know? It's like,
you have sprinklers?
Yeah, get a sprinkler.
Oh, I have one, but I still got to go out and move it around.
No, I mean, you don't have like the sprinklers that go on automatically?
No, not yet, Eddie. You want me to get them?
I install those.
Oh, do you really?
No, I don't. I have installed them, but.
You installed a sprinkler system?
Yeah, I did it. You know, my neighbor does landscaping. I've helped him out a couple of times when we installed some.
Oh,
you sprinklers. You know how to dig up the little grooves and put in all the tubing and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
He can do it. I mean, if it's going to be a good job, you have to wait and see.
I did it with my neighbor.
Imagine if Eddie did that at my house in the yard and I turn it on and it never comes on, but the yard's always flooded.
It creates a sinkhole. Your house drops into the earth.
So, Eddie, how come the sprinkler doesn't spray in the air? He's all, I don't know, but at least your lawn's all wet. It's just flooding the yard from beneath.
Yeah, I have installed them. I haven't helped. Like I said, I helped my neighbor install them. A couple times.
Hopefully your neighbor's the pro. He just tells you what to do and double checks your work before he fills up the ground.
Yeah,
Eddie acted like he going out there with the blueprints and everything, and Eddie's probably just the labor worker.
Eddie's going to Home Depot to pick up all the parts. He knows exactly what to get.
He's like, I want you to pick this up, and then when he gets there, he's like, okay, you wait over there in the corner until I need you.
It doesn't. It's not that hard. I think the hard part is maybe hooking up the timer and stuff. The timer, the electrical.
Yeah, Eddie, getting all Eddie, stop it. Yeah, I think you're best at talking on that microphone. Eddie, putting timers together and everything. Do you have one in your house?
Yes.
Oh, you do. Did you put it in?
No, he did it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's why his house is still standing.
He did it.
is your neighbor's house all flooded, or is he
working? No.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
I have broken him a couple of times with the lawnmower, though.
Oh, you ran over the heads or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Ay.
I have to call him. Hey. Come put one in.
Need some help, huh?
Yeah, sometimes, most of the time he has spare ones, so, like, because that's what he does.
You can bankrupt him. Little by little. Good idea. Sprinkler head after sprinkler head.
Yeah, business for him, right?
Yeah. No, he doesn't charge me.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, probably because you work with him. If I said, "Well, when I got a job, I'm bringing Eddie for work for free."
Eddie can dig the ditch.
Yep.
Ditch digger.
with the pickaxe, you know, just.
Oh man, probably put the chains on him. Chain gang.
Shackles. Yeah, he can't run away.
Him and Ramon shackled up together, digging ditches.
Work release.
Yep. Yeah, Ramon has to come out to this city every end of the month to dig ditches.
Pick up trash.
Oh, boy. All right, guys, it's time to get out of here. We'd like to thank our guest, Liz Escobar, for being on our show. And we'll post up some info about how you can contact her by, I don't know if I should say hiring her or if you want to contact her to help you out through any kind of...
Sorry to bore you, Eddie.
Domestic stuff, right, Eddie? Is that what it... Mm-hmm. How do I say you've contacted for services?
Counseling
services. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Counseling services. She'll help you out. And you can mention our name, how you heard about her from the M25 show. And we'll be back soon, guys. And Alyssa should be back soon. I don't know when, maybe in a week or two, a couple weeks. And she is on vacation, but she'll be back soon.
She's on a mission trip.
That's the official statement, vacation.
Yeah, she's on vacation because I don't know. When she comes back, we're going to grill her on what in the hell exactly she was doing.
She's on a mission trip.
When you hear Vladimir Putin's dead, Alyssa will be back.
Oh, Lord. That's where she went, huh?
Yeah. Sorry to break her cover.
Yeah, she's Secret Service.
Enjoy Siberia.
Secret agent.
Yeah, enjoy Siberia there, Alyssa. Sorry.
Oh, man. They'll be breaking her identity. She's a professional assassin. You guys didn't know that.
Her name is Madam X.
Oh, God, no.
Madam E.
Madam E. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here. Enjoy your weekend and stay safe.
Stay dry.
Stay dry. Stay dry. Dry.
If you're in California, if you're in California, stay dry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's back east. And it's okay if one of your nostrils is clogged. Don't worry. That's natural.
Back east is really, it's really bad too. The rain.
Yes. But if it rains anywhere a lot, be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're into the underwear smelling, there's nothing wrong with you. If anybody tells you that, just shake it off and go about your business. They're not your friend. All right. With that, we're going to get out of here. Eddie, we will see you soon, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's already on his sports app. So don't worry, Eddie. We'll get out of here so you can get to your sports. Hopefully it's the women's softball because they always hard.
I watch that all the time.
Yeah, I need to work with those, with that. What's a college? I think I might do that on a side hustle.
We should get together and go see the
Cal State. Cal State. When they play. The Titans softball. Is there another one closer where we reside? Is there what college is around here, Alberto? Not Rio. Another one.
I suppose this.
I'll go check out Rio. You want to go check out Rio softball?
I don't think Whittier College has a softball team. I'm not sure.
Does Rio? I know they have baseball.
Yeah, they have baseball. Maybe they might. I don't know.
I know they got volleyball.
They have volleyball.
That's another one. Yeah, but I'll go check out the softball ladies of Rio.
Yeah.
And we'll go bat blasting that Duran Duran song, Rio. What is it? My name's Rio.
Or even, who else has it? The local high school is it?
They're underage, Eddie. We don't need people wandering around there.
Don't be getting me in trouble, Eddie. Stop it.
We go see for the sport, not because of the...
Well, I'll go to the college with the,
Eddie's down the street with binoculars watching the game.
Oh, God, no. If you see Eddie, don't wear your shirt. Don't wear your MT5 shirt if you go to the high school one.
We'll go see the Cal States when the Oklahoma comes in, Steve.
Yeah, I don't, just any kind, any college is good.
Oklahoma.
They all wear UCLA. The pants. Yeah. Let's go to watch UCLA softball game.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, God.
Let's go, Alberto.
I wonder if they sell their pants after a extra inning game. What do you think?
Maybe.
In the heat of summer, 109. Mm-hmm. Oof, shit. Okay, we're going to get out of here. Everybody have a good weekend, and we will see you soon. Go to the M25Show.com for all information about us. There it is back there. Alberto's pointing. The M25Show.com. You can contact. There's a contact button if you need to contact us about anything. And all the podcast links, live stream links, sponsors, or whatever is on there. So go check it out, and we will see you guys next week.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Stupid reality again.